All right, guys, this is a pretty fun one for me. This is a brand I've never had on the show. I've only had a few of their tequilas, and this one, not even a tequila. It's just destilado de agave, so it's just agave distillate, so it's made a little bit different. This is Cascanes Limited Release Nuestras Raíces, which means our roots. And Cascanes has a long story, and I know you can find it out there about how they met Humberto to create their tequila. And he was a guy that was just making this agave spirit literally in the jungle, using an old Chevy truck motor to shred agave and making it in a very ancestral way. And that's the first agave spirit that they fell in love with. So when they decided that they were going to make Cascanes, they took this recipe that Humberto had created and took that to a distillery to make their first tequila. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to go back to that original recipe, that original way that that tequila or agave spirit was made, and release that to the market. And that's what they did here. This is one that I bought. I ordered this literally the minute that I seen that it went on sale, because I knew it wasn't going to last as a limited edition. I think it was around $100 for the bottle. And the logo is really cool. It really talks about, you know, it shows like the old school way that they did this, and they pay homage to Humberto on there. This is a still strength. So this is coming out at 47 ABV, 94 proof. And it is completely different to me than what their Blanco tastes like today. This thing is really awesome. So let's dive into this and give it a nose and talk about what it smells like. Okay, on the nose of this thing, it is strong. It's got so many different flavors. It's earthy. It has this minerality. I get like a wet grass, this grass aroma. I get a little bit of smokiness. I get a little bit of like just raw earthiness. It is kind of different than most of the tequilas that I've had, but I will say it's very reminiscent of old Cascanes, just kind of amped up, just really strong and you know, with a lot of extra aroma. Okay, let's give it a taste here. Okay, this awesome sweetness. It's got a really nice like heat when you first taste it. A lot of earthiness. It's weird to say. It's not like that earthiness that I talk about when it's like Pedrecor. This is just like minerality and kind of like an earth or dirt. Like when you're out there digging in the garden and you get that smell of that wet dirt, that's kind of the taste that I get. It's got also a lot of vegetal taste to it. And the longer in the finish, there's more anise. It has so many different like flavors that come at you. The agave is really good. It's sweet. It is a lot like Cascanes, just kind of ramped up with more earthy minerality flavors. I do pick up just a hint of smokiness, not a lot, but just a little bit where it tastes and smells like something's being done just a little bit differently than a normal tequila. It also is very creamy. It's got this nice mouthfeel. This is fantastic. I know this is hard to find, and it is a little pricey when you're looking at buying a bottle, but this is pretty amazing. Hopefully, I can get these guys on a video, and we could do a whole brand story, and they can kind of talk about this tequila and their other tequilas. Check them out if you haven't seen them. Cascanes is a pretty big brand. They've got a lot of different options out there and some really good stuff. Cheers. Check it out. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.